actually wanted to go more along the discussion of ICANN. So if you want to finish up on this.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I guess my next question about ICANN is, can it be fixed, or do we need to start ground up again?
You know, I've argued for a long time that the cyber world is a reflection of our real world, and I still believe that to be true. And unfortunately, what I think that we're seeing here is that instead of ICANN evolving to become more like the U.S. Constitution, we have ICANN evolving to become more like the way our government, the U.S. government, currently works. And so, while ICANN needs to be fixed, we have a lot of problems with our government in general, and I think that all of these issues really need to be addressed. And so, yeah, ICANN is a problem, and whether we tear it down and start over, or whether we fix it, is kind of a secondary issue to, you know, how are we really going to fix the problems that we have today? You know, we have soft dollars that are influencing all of the decisions that happen in Washington to the exclusion of the people who are the weakest and unable to afford to lobby our government. We have a continued consolidation of multinationals purchasing things like the media outlets, you know, the AOL Time Warner purchase and merger. You have less and less diversity in the reporting of the news, which tends to support the consolidation of businesses and other avenues within our own government. So, you know, I see all of these issues kind of being the same, and so we have a lot of problems to address, and ICANN is, I see it now as more of a symptom of the problem than as a unique and distinct problem.